join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Robert, Mary, now back with you for more RM World Travel. It's time for our 33rd installment of our Destination Spotlight series. Located in the 17th state in our nation, admitted to the Union 215 years ago, back in 1803, known to most of us as the Buckeye State. Before we check in on Cincinnati, Ohio, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel Pro has debuted their new Platinum Elite line, and now you can upgrade to a premium travel experience with the Platinum Elite collection. It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, something Travel Pro is known for. And they've also released their new Max Light 5 line earlier this year, so you can take travel to new lights with Max Light 5. It's as durable as ever, but it's ultra lightweight.
We've said this and we'll continue to say it. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. And you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. If you're in the market for new luggage, you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at travelpro.com for specials and full information. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now off to the Queen City we go to speak with Cincinnati, USA CVB CEO Julie Calvert.
Thanks for your time today, Julie. Welcome to RM World Travel and our Destination Spotlight on Cincinnati.
Good to be with you.
Well, we appreciate you being here with us today, so we're going to get right into this. You're about 6 months or so, I'm told, into your position with Cincinnati, USA's Convention and Visitor Bureau, but you're certainly not new to the city itself. So as you're working to put your mark on Cincinnati travel and tourism, what are you finding is the single biggest draw to the city these days, Julie?
Well, again, I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you and to talk about this, and certainly talking about Cincinnati is one of the most favorite things that I get to do. And when we think about tourism and we think about visitors and visitation of Cincinnati, you know, what really stands out for us, and I think will be surprising to a lot of people, is how strong our arts and culture is here in this region. When you look at the performance organizations that we have, you know, arts organizations, theaters, stages, it really rivals what you're going to find in Philadelphia, in Chicago, and even sometimes right outside of New York. I think the Broadway shows, the plays that we get here, and really just the art that is found here, it really is synonymous with our history, with our heritage, and it is really one of those things that we see people coming more and more for overnight visits for our arts and our culture.
Julie, a little over a decade ago, I'd say, the nightlife, and I'm including restaurants in this, in Cincinnati was pretty much non-existent. But today, not only is there a hopping nightlife with tons of new restaurants, there's a unique museum, like the American Sign Museum is the one I'm thinking of. The city's flush with new hotels, and people, I think, have really returned to the downtown area in a big way. And I know Lonely Planet named Cincinnati as one of the 10 destinations to make its 2018 best in the U.S. list. That's huge. Could this be why?
It's absolutely why. We have made concerted effort and so much investment in our downtown core from our riverfront, you know, 20 blocks north up into our Over the Rhine area, to really create a sense of vibrancy, a sense of a place for Cincinnati in the restaurants and the entrepreneurs. And we like to call them our chef-tepreneurs that are popping up in these really unique, great spaces in historic architecture, you know, all over town to create an experience that, you know, when you come into Cincinnati, you know, it feels like, you know, a major metropolitan city. You don't feel like you're in the Midwest. You know, our chefs are winning awards every single day. We just had Ryan Santos from Please take over the James Beard House in New York about a month ago and created a Cincinnati night. It was one of the only nights that has sold out all year so far at the James Beard House. And certainly just the vibe and the feeling of really just electricity and just engagement that's happening in our downtown.
Well, a lot going on there, sure.
Yeah.
So we'll switch gears just a bit. For the business travelers in our audience, Cincinnati and Delta Airlines, you know, they're certainly synonymous and well-linked. The city's also a draw for some of the top design shops in the country. You're also home to major corporations like Procter & Gamble, Macy's, Kroger's, and you have the pro sports teams like the Reds and the Bengals. So how influential are all these companies and teams in raising the profile of Cincinnati with travelers?
Well, you know, you mentioned our two sports teams, and I'll have to, you know, correct you to say we now have three professional franchises.
So we are talking Major League Soccer, correct?
Right.
All
Major
right,
League Soccer. So, you know, we just got that designation back in May. You know, all these things have to work together from, you know, the tourism industry, the business industry, the civic community to really grow the reputation and the vibrancy of a city. And when we look at what we have here in Cincinnati, all these groups are engaged in a very big way to really grow the vibrancy of Cincinnati. It's also a huge opportunity for us to bring more talent, you know, into this region. There's a huge push among many of the corporations and civic organizations to bring, you know, more jobs and more talent here. And the responsibility that we have as a hospitality industry is to keep ourselves vibrant and best in class, is because nobody moves to a city that they haven't visited.
Exactly.
That is really important for us. So the restaurants, the arts and culture, the nightlife, you know, all those things become big talent attractors, and we know where our responsibility is in that.
Before we run out of time, I'd love for you to briefly touch on Entertainment Junction and the nearby Kentucky place, the Ark Encounter.
Entertainment Junction, about 15 miles north of Cincinnati, all things trains. So if you're a train enthusiast, you know, you like the history of all that, that's certainly the place for you to be. And they have holiday-themed, you know, displays and whatnot that they do, so it certainly is not a miss.
Mm-hmm.
And then about maybe 20 miles south of Cincinnati is the Ark Encounter. That is a replica of the Ark, and all sorts of things to do down there in terms of learning about history. You know, they have zip lines. They have all sorts of things for families.
And I would say that they are the two items that would surprise people about Cincinnati, which is always a question we like to end on. So we're going to leave that there. So thanks very much for your time, Julie. And folks, you can find out more at CincyUSA.com. You have a great weekend, okay?
Great. Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Julie. Take care.
All right. And one other thing that we didn't get to with her, but next year, 150 years of baseball in Cincinnati.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Cincinnati, the Reds.
Big celebration for that, I'm sure.
Folks, a reminder that you can find all of the 33 places we've covered on the Destination Spotlight on the homepage of our website. And for right now, that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. But we still have another new hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.